Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
I hope you've had a little rest.
I'm going to start today. Hubert's here and going to leave this morning.
Well, I expect to be in touch with him when he's in Washington before he goes off to get some rest himself.
Good.
Well, it was a tremendous thing. We're just all breathtaking with it. I told my fellows here that we mustn't suppose that this was a vote of confidence in any of our mistakes or omissions. We've got to really get going now with the best job we can do. And that's our intention. We're going to try to give you all the help we can.
I know you will.
In view of the, I called to let you know that that I called in to Brennan this morning and talked with him about Laos. I did so because of the news that Zhou Enlai is going to Moscow for their celebration.
Yeah,
and I wanted to press the Soviets very hard to get this Laotian thing cleaned up. So they won't be tempted to make any kind of deals with the Chinese on this subject. So I pushed him hard, and there may be, you'll probably see something about it in the tickers, simply the fact that he was here in Laos was the subject, but I wanted you to know what that what that was.
Good. I saw a joint going to this celebration.
Yes, well, I thought we'd better get a word in there so that to try to block any kind of play that might be going on there between Moscow and Beijing.
Anything else?
I hope you do get some rest, Mr. President. We try to stay down there for a few days. If you need us, we can come down. But get some real rest because you've got a tremendous job ahead of you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Secretary.
Okay.
I appreciate it. I'm mighty proud of you.
Thank you, sir.